Well, we watched Sean quite a bit, particularly the early part of last season when he was playing for Crewe and the end of the season before. You know, and we felt that his potential, you know, was there to be seen. I think really he got put in the shadows a little bit with his one of his striker partners who ended up going to Manchester United, and he sort of played a bit part in the back end of the season. But we felt we'd seen enough, you know, and we felt that, you know, he's young enough as well to have a little look at him. Come in and hopefully get him into the first team. Whether it'll be straight away or not, we'll wait and see. But we do feel he's one for the future, definitely.
It's almost like he just needs to find his scoring touch again, because he started last season brilliantly and had a great campaign the year before, but then all of a sudden the goals just dried up.
Well, they did, yeah. And let's just like more strikers into the rely on confidence, you know, and confidence is by goals, you know, scoring goals. And if it's not there, you know, they do seem to the performances seem to wane a bit. But we're more than confident that, you know, we can get back to the goal scoring ways, and you know, he is a natural goal scorer in those terms. So let's hope they say. He settles in very quickly with us.
And perhaps gives you something a bit different in terms of size, because even Kofi that's been brought in is quite a big lad, and you've got Porter and Creswell too.
Well, that's right, yeah. You know, he's sharp, he plays on the shoulder of people, he's got good pace, you know, and as we said last year, you know, we needed more pace into the team in certain areas, and up front obviously is a prerequisite, really. You know, you need that pace to unsettle defenders, and you know, that's what he can do. You know, as we know, John Coffey, he can do exactly the same. So we've got a different type of threat in our armoury this year.
So Tony McMahon, defender, much more experienced. What do you see in him?
Well, that's why we brought him in as well. You know, he's experienced. He's still young enough. You know, but he's played, you know, 200 odd games, I think. You know, Premiership and Championship. So he'll bring us that bit of experience. He's a good talker. You know, and he can certainly, you know, play at right back position quite comfortably. He can double up in as a centre back as well if in emergencies. So that was always in our minds as well, because we aren't particularly blessed with too many central defenders. But overall, you know, he's coming in. He's going to vie for that right back berth with Darryl Westlake, you know. And we said before that Darryl would come in with a view to the future as well, but he's still capable of playing now, you know. And I think it'll be a good competition, those two.
I was going to say, how do you see him ultimately fitting in? Because he is, on the right hand side at least, the archetypal utility player. He can play a bit further forward at a push as well, I think.
Yes, you can. Yeah, no, that's. I mean, it's great to have more than one string to your bow, isn't it? You know, and I think it always gives him a chance to be playing in the team, you know, in different positions. So, you know, it doesn't harm anybody by playing, you know, different roles in the team. And like I say, with both Darryl and with Tony, they can duel up.
And Matt Hill, obviously, we know about him. He was here last season. Pleased to get him back, because he was a real calming influence last year.
Well, he was, you know, and I think that's what he brings to the table. You know, he's from his point of view, or from our point of view, looking at Matty, he's reliable, he's comfortable, he's always there, you know, and week in, week out, he's very, very consistent in his defensive work. He's not the best coming forward because he's not an offensive player as such, but he is capable of that. But more importantly than not, like you said before, he gives a calming influence to that back four, and again, I'll say again, you know, he's a centre back as well, you know, so. So left back, centre back, it gives us that little bit of versatility again.